Today, three major U.S. companies, Amazon, Berkshire Hathaway, and JPMorgan Chase, announced a plan to work together to reduce healthcare costs for their combined 1.1 million employees. The three companies will create an independent organization to look specifically at how technology could help lower healthcare costs. The companies also say it will be free from profit-making incentives. Robin Farzad hosts Full Disclosure on NPR One. He joins us now with more on this. Hi, Robin.
Jeremy, how are you?
I'm doing well. And why do these companies want to get together on a project like this? And tell us more about it.
For starters, I mean, think about the signaling. It's pretty much like shock and awe to insurers and drug makers. Here you have the wealthiest man in the world, Jeff Bezos. He's the king of retail and a master of technology, joining forces with the king of Wall Street and the Oracle of Omaha, who himself is an insurance giant. So these three are masters of the corporate universe, but they too detest spiking healthcare costs. Buffett himself calls it a hungry tapeworm on Americans. And if you just look at the pie, healthcare spending represented 18% of our economy last year, far more than other developed nations. So there's a huge target on its back.
And they're looking at the moment at dealing with their own 1.1 million employees. Is the idea that in the future other companies could join in on this collaboration?
That's right. I mean, the cost between the time suck and the out-of-pocket that HR managers and employee face and the productivity hit, it's just so real. And you look at the massive profits of the healthcare sector and the huge amount of waste. There's a Bloomberg study that said 20% of medical care was unneeded, about a quarter of tests and a fifth of prescriptions. So if you're someone like Jeff Bezos or Berkshire Hathaway and Warren Buffett, and you're not necessarily being profit-minded, at least an enormous opportunity cost to address.
Who is not happy about this news today? What companies are saying, uh-oh, this is going to be a problem for us?
You look at any healthcare company writ large on the markets today, from United Health, which is getting clobbered, the enormous insurer, CVS, which is shacking up with Aetna, the drug makers, Pfizer, Merck. I mean, it reminds me of all manner of supermarket and retailer stocks tanking a year ago when Amazon took out Whole Foods and blindsided the world. It's like Jeff Bezos is coming for you, man.
Well, you mentioned the markets, Robin. We've been watching the stock market today, and it's doing something unusual, at least in recent days, which is it's been dropping quite a bit, down as much as 400 points on the Dow today. What's going on there?
Yeah, Daddy, what's a sell-off? I'm waiting for my son to ask you that. I just don't know. We haven't had that feeling, that spirit here since 2011. But, you know, we came out of the gate and I think had the best January in a long time on a kind of mundane level. It's a bit of the pause that refreshes. The biggest capitalized company in the entire market, Apple, has had some underwhelming news, which has kind of dragged down the Dow and the S&P 500. But it's not helping today that the enormous likes of United Health and Pfizer and CVS are getting clobbered.
Well, and I'm also seeing that there are concerns about interest rates going up around the world.
Yes, you have seen a creep up in interest rates. I mean, heaven forbid, the 10-year is going to break 3%. The horror. Get Paul Volcker out or something. I mean, you know, we've gotten so used to unnaturally low interest rates for so long that anytime you get any hint of anything like a taper tantrum, people are going to sell first and ask questions later.
So you're saying don't panic.
I mean, maybe it's a crying wolf type thing, and we've been inured to this stuff happening. But every year has started with people saying, this is going to be the bond bloodbath, and it's never happened.
Robin Farzad, host of Full Disclosure on NPR One. Thank you, as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.